I make a point of interacting with the audience to maybe ask some questions that they be intrigued with of our trainers during the Trainers Challenge, or provide supplementary information during the demonstrations, or in the evenings when we've had various forms of entertainment. Just add anything that might be of interest and benefit, largely to a very learned crowd. It's surprising the level of knowledge and experience that comes out to this event. A much larger appetite for this event than anybody had bargained on 11 years ago.
This is the largest equine event in Saskatchewan, so we get a lot of people from around the province and I guess Western Canada as well coming to Saskatoon.
For sure. And, you know, Neil, the thing that's really unique about it is the diversity of this event. There's horses of almost every breed that come and participate, which seldom happens at any other horse show throughout the country. There's participants from virtually every discipline that come and participate, either by doing demonstrations or presentations. When Equine Expo coins this as the largest diversity of equine interest, it truly is. And certainly the trade fair supports a large diversity of producers, vendors that bring their goods and services to town and provide an opportunity for people, again, to spend some of their hard-earned money to take home something that might interest or be treasured by them.
And there's all sorts of people that have horses, not only people with large farms, but there's more people just outside of the city here who keep horses either at stables and go ride them there, or keep them on their own acreage.
In fact, the industry is much larger than what a person actually believes, and it's not until you get them all under one roof that you get a sense of how large the industry is. And it's not only just owning the horses, it's the trucks, the trailers, the tack, everything that you need to make good use of your horses. I have to share with you a quote that was made years ago by Sir Winston Churchill. And it's to the effect that the best thing for the inside of a man is the outside of a horse.
And the horses, they're such beautiful creatures, aren't they?
They are. It's amazing how you can develop a relationship, a bond with a horse. And once they realize that you're their leader, you make the decisions for them, they're happy to have you in their life. And they'll give you 110% of what they have to offer, regardless of whether you ride them, drive them, or just handle them. Wonderful creatures.
And the trainers that attend events like Equine Expo, they're the best of the best in getting the best out of the horses.
They are. And in fact, the Trainers Challenge, which I would have to say has been the highlight of the event for over a decade now, is a great opportunity where each year three trainers come to Saskatoon and are assigned, or they actually choose, one of these three-year-old fillies that have never been handled. And over the course of 4 days, we get to watch their progress back to back to back, trainer back to back, and a huge learning opportunity. And it draws a big crowd just to learn and see firsthand some of the techniques that are used by the various trainers, with the final competition Sunday evening that is simply an aggregate of scores that are assigned by three very distinguished judges every year to determine not so much the winner, because they're all winners, but the high point earner of the Trainers Challenge each year.
Now, you keep the audience informed, you keep them entertained, but you also have to keep things pretty much on schedule, too.
A little bit of encouragement a few minutes before starting time, a few minutes before wrap-up time, keeps the program on key. People appreciate that because a lot of them come for a specific presentation, a specific demonstration, and we certainly don't want to start early and or late, being very respectful of the time that they've assigned to attend Equine Expo. So, yes, I'm proud to take care of those duties.
Over the last 10 years, any special memories, or is it just all the people you get to see year after year?
The people part of it is absolutely wonderful, and I've made a ton of friends, as many people have. There was one particular event that stands out in my mind, and it was one of the trainers from the Trainers Challenge who worked with a horse for 4 days and was ready to demonstrate his abilities at on Sunday evening just to wrap things up. And he talked to the crowd about growing up south of Moose Jaw. He always had a vision or a dream of being a cowboy someday. Anyways, he worked the crowd up into a frenzy by asking them to make lots of noise. And then without any idea of what was going to happen, he raced this beautiful black filly around the inside of the arena and had a pistol that he borrowed from a mounted shooting participant. And he shot it off into the ceiling, and it was like watching an old Western movie, and the crowd went crazy.
It's an event to be entertained. You learn a lot of stuff. If you have anything to do with the horses, this is something you got to see.
Oh, for certain, Neil. I would extend a huge invitation to anybody and everybody that has an appreciation for the equine partner, or even has a wish of someday being able to own and handle a horse, to come out and get a first-hand sample of what I believe to be the best opportunity here in our province to see a number of disciplines, a number of breeds, a number of very talented horsemen and women that all come together each year at Equine Expo.